Did you know only 9% of construction business owners make more than $200,000 a year? We believe your business should make your life better. We work with construction business owners to systemize their cash flow, workflow, and crew so they can become involved but not required. Have a listen to our podcast if you want to be in control of your business and your life. If you want to get there faster, go to involvedbutnotrequired.com.
Hey guys, we're going to talk about business to consumer or B2C or direct to consumer, D2C, marketing. This is for anyone who's not working for builders. That one, right? Which, you know, there's really sort of a couple of paths you can go down. You can start to look for builder work, whether you're doing resi or moving on to commercial, or you can work direct for consumers. Now that, I don't just mean homeowners there. That's obviously one of them, but it would be homeowners. It would be real estate agents. It's owners corporations, you know, that's taking care of a block of flats potentially. A school or schools. Any employee responsible for a premises, right? I'm not considering insurance or maintenance work in here. If you want to do insurance work, insurance farms it out to builders. You know, so you're not going to pick up insurance work by going to the insurance company unless you're a registered builder. We're not talking about big maintenance contracts. If you want to go down the path of trying to look after all the Bunnings stores, all the supermarket chains, you know, that's a different type of marketing to this. This is looking at, you know, consumer, D2C, B2C style marketing. Basically, if you're looking at going down the path of bigger contracts, just look straight at our recency and frequency. You're gonna look at that anyway, even if you're doing it from here. Recency and frequency / nurturing prospects is something for everyone, no matter where your business is targeted. But I just want to do a training focused in on some of the ways and strategies you can think about if you're working in the B2C, D2C space. All right. So what I'm going to do is just cover a whole range of ways that you can look at it. And then we'll have a chat about where might best suit your business. If you've got the worksheet already, if not, download it below. Have a look through that. There's some questions there. Some of them won't make sense right now. Okay, that's deliberate. We give away those worksheets to people who are considering being where you are. You know, you guys are paying to be part of this program. There's value that only you get, but we want to show people that we're not scammers, so we give away some of our value. We give away the what and the why without showing them how. So the how is what we're going to cover here so that worksheet makes sense. But have a look through. There are some questions that will make a lot more sense as we go through, as you identify what works for you and what's not going to suit your business right now. Referrals. Now, if you're new, if this is the first training you've watched, then referrals may be a whole new thing to you. If you've been with us for a while, you're probably sick of hearing me talk about referrals. Referrals are incredibly powerful. The power of referrals. Why? And if you've been with us for a while, you're going to be sick of me drawing this, but hey, bear with us, guys. The three steps. Now, these three steps to purchase, to buy. This is before someone buys. Particularly relevant when you're doing B2C work, right? I know you're not seeing that because I didn't hit the iPad one. So the three steps before someone buys. What are they? They have to know about you. All right, that's step one. They have to like you. And they have to trust you. Now, why are referrals so powerful? Because you jump straight to, firstly, they know about you, obviously, but you jump straight to here. There's a level of implied trust. If someone is looking for a tradesman to come and do some work around their house, yeah, guys, I don't know if you know this, we've got a terrible reputation amongst the public at large, right? We show up late, we leave a mess, we're dirty, we're smelly, we rock up early, we make noise too early, wake them up. You know, there's a large proportion of tradies who smoke. You guys know my feeling on that. You know, they're going to leave cigarette butts down, they're going to crush the garden. Low level of professionalism, can they be trusted in your house? There's just this whole range of things. Then there's the dodgy ones. And, you know, obviously the bad stories are the ones that get repeated. So when there's a dodgy tradesman who screws people over, does the wrong thing, those are the stories that we hear about. You know, you see on the TV, you hear repeated. Throw all of that together with this, like, you know, when some people, I nearly said a sexual comment there, when some people take their car to the mechanics and they're worried about the wool getting pulled over their eyes, you know, because they're going to be told that their flux capacitor needs repairing. And they're like, oh, okay. You know, we don't have as tradesmen a great reputation amongst the public at large. They are hesitant to pick someone who's going to come into their home. You know, they want them to show up on time, do good work, not overcharge them, be fair and reasonable, not swear in front of their kids, not leave a mess, all of these things. And when they don't know where to start, it's like, oh, you know, shit. So if you ask your neighbour or your friend, I need a carpenter, a tiler, a plumber, and they say, use this company, they are great. They're reliable, I trust them. They did amazing work for me. Awesome. Bang, I will call them, I will use them. If they stuff up, leave a mess, stuff me around, don't show up, overcharge me, I'm annoyed at them, but I'm blaming my friend, right? My friend told me I could trust them. I trust my friend, therefore I trusted you. It's my friend who's in trouble, not you. So get referrals. This is word of mouth. Word of mouth is amazingly powerful, but very, very slow.
We believe your business should make your life better.